Phone Boy Speaks, episode 309, a series of unfortunate events. BlackBerry Messenger for iOS and Android came out today, which I guess this is the second time this has happened. The first time it happened, I think they were starting to do a rollout, and then some illegal version of the Android app came out, and then they halted anyway, and so they took a little bit of time to fix the issue, and then I guess they finally launched it today. And it's the of course the problem is if that, I guess, if you don't have a BlackBerry account or whatever, or you when you fire up the app, the first thing it asks is for email, and it says you're in line, which seems kind of silly. There's been a lot of build up for this, and now it's like another hurry up and wait. And somebody used the analogy is it's kind of like Mailbox, right? And this was a real popular iOS app that I guess got bought by Dropbox at some point. And when it first launched, it had this you are X number person in line or whatever. They didn't quite have the cheesy counter or whatever, but one of my friends at BlackBerry contacted me. I think I winded him on Facebook, and he said, "Well, here, give me your email address. I'll add it in." So I will have so I guess tomorrow I'll have a chance to play with it. And I think independent of the app, right? I mean, the app may be awesome and does all kinds of really cool things, I'm sure. People have liked BlackBerry for a long time. They've definitely had some time and thought into this app. But I think reason why it may not work, and the reason I don't use really any apps other than iMessage, at least other than like app.net or Twitter or something where there's other things going on, is because there's friction, right? I know people that use Twitter, I use people that use app.net and Facebook, and that's where I interact with them. And if I have a more direct communication with them, then I'm sending text messages to them. And if they happen to have an iPhone like I do, then I'm using iMessage, and it's all transparent, right? There's no friction there. When iMessage works, that's a whole nother discussion. But and I think, the reason why BBM was popular on BlackBerry was because that was built in and it worked well, right? And so people didn't want to go around it. People wanted to use BBM or BBM. And, so now that BlackBerry doesn't have quite the market share that it once did, I think I think there's going to be definitely some interest in it, but whether it has any staying power sort of remains to be seen. I'd say my feeling is there's friction, and that's going to make it more difficult for people to want to use it or find a reason to use it. That's always the problem with social, like new social networks or anything, is convincing your friends to use it. And BlackBerry Messenger kind of feels like it's going to be another one of those things that I'm going to have to convince other people to use to really see value out of it. And that's kind of a shame, right? I think had BlackBerry put this out like a couple of years ago, I mean, the pundits, I guess, say that it would have really been a good thing. I don't know that it would have saved BlackBerry. It might have actually hastened their decline, because if you can get BBN on on something that's not BlackBerry, then maybe you wouldn't necessarily buy a BlackBerry handset. Of course, now the general market has somewhat spoken, and there's not too many BlackBerries being sold at this point. The market share is in the single digits, around Windows Phone and some of the markets anyway. It's a shame, but that is what it is. And I think I'm hoping this will breathe some life into BlackBerry, because I mean there's a lot of good people there and they're trying to do good work, but obviously they have experienced a series of unfortunate events, is the way I put it. I mean, I could Tuesday morning quarterback the whole thing, if I wanted to, but it is what it is. And, things change. Hopefully, hopefully BlackBerry does have something up their sleeve, or, and this is, not the, too little too late type of thing. But I guess I'll have a chance to see BlackBerry Messenger for myself finally, after many years. And, we'll see, what comes up from it. But I think I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.